Shavuos chapter 4, Mishnah 6, Mashpiani Alechem, a person says to two witnesses, and we're carrying on with the oath of testimony over here, he says to them, Im lo tavosi doini, I adjure you to come and testify for me that I have a claim against so-and-so. Sheyeshli biyad pleni nezek v'chetzi nezek, a claim against him for damages or for half damages. So over here, the two witnesses, if they know they do have testimony to give, but they deny it, and they take an oath and they say they have no knowledge, then they would be liable to bring the sacrifice as we have been discussing. If they take an oath, or he adjures them to take an oath, tashlumi kafel, tashlumi arba v'chamisha, that he's owed payment from this person who's now a thief, and the payment is either twofold payment, because the thief has to pay back double what he stole, and if he stole an ox, he has to pay back four, and for a lamb, five for an ox, and four for a lamb, that's the four or the five compensation. So if he comes and he says to the witnesses, I adjure you, come and take an oath, you know, come give testimony that this man owes me double or four or five, and they say we have no testimony to offer, and they take an oath on that basis, so they would be liable. And the interesting thing over here is that the first amount, let's say it's the double payment. So half of the double payment is just simply repaying him back for the for what he's lost, for what was stolen from him. But the other part of the double payment is a fine. Even though it's a fine, nevertheless, the oath of testimony and the liability for taking it does kick in. That's what the Chiddush of this Mishnah is teaching us, that even though it's mammon plus a fine, money plus a fine, the liability for the oath of testimony does kick in. V'she'anis ishploini es biti, or that so-and-so violated my daughter, which is also would have different parts to the payment, and part of it would be a monetary compensation for shame and defect, and then there's also be a fine. So again, it's money plus a fine, and these witnesses would be liable if they took a false oath for that. Upita is biti, or that he seduced my daughter, similar kind of case, he would be liable for a monetary payment plus a fine. Vishikani bini, or if my son struck me without inflicting a wound, because if he inflicted a wound, there would be capital punishment. But his son struck him, he's got to pay compensation for money and money for shame and pain. So again, similar kind of case, that there's two components to the payment. V'shechavul bi chaveri, or that my friend, struck me and he wounded him. Or v'shehidlik es gedish b'yom ha-kippurim, or set fire to the haystack on Yom Kippur. Now, both of the last cases are on Yom Kippur, the wounded case and setting fire to the haystack. And the fact that those were done on Yom Kippur means that it's an Isur Kares. But there's also liable for damages, right? So here you've got two components. You've got an Isur Kares plus a monetary damage to it. And again, says the Mishnah, Ra'elu Chayavin, if these two witnesses took a false oath of testimony, they would be liable for the sacrifice. And even though what they were testifying about, what they denied knowledge of, was an Isur Kares plus a monetary payment, nevertheless, they would still be liable for that, sacrifice, for taking the oath of testimony falsely.